British Heritage Tours presents Celebrating Jane Austen.
I'm here today with Sandra Lawrence, and I want to ask you a few questions about the tour that British Heritage Travel is doing in association with Albion Tours. We have such wonderful feedback from anybody who goes on an Albion tour. Would you say that you got your fill of Jane Austen?
I don't think it's possible to get your fill of Jane Austen, but as far as a few days in the West Country is concerned, yes, absolutely. I learned a lot about her, and I thought I knew quite a bit already, but frankly, I didn't.
And you enjoy the format of touring with other people that are also interested in that subject.
Of course, yes. You bounce off each other. And we had this wonderful thing that we started doing when we arrived somewhere going, well, what should we do? What would Jane do? And we'd end up going, well, I think she'd go and have tea in these tea rooms, don't you? Yes, I think so too. And so we'd just go off and do things that we thought Jane would like to do herself.
That sounds like tremendous fun. Now, I understand one of the places you go was actually the film location for Pride and Prejudice.
Yes, it's Stourhead. It's one of the most famous gardens in England. It's absolutely beautiful, somewhere I've known since I was a child. It's a fabulous park garden, but with a wonderful lake in the middle, which people that have seen the film will know, because it's the bridge is where they end up at the end snogging.
and it
depends on what time of the year we go, but I think in July it will have some most wonderful rhododendrons out in all the colours of the rainbow. There's temples and vistas, and it's lovely.
And now, Sense and Sensibility was shot at which of these homes?
Yes, Montacute House. It's a beautiful old Tudor building, very famous, and it has the longest gallery in England. And there's a lovely scene where Marianne runs across the garden and there's a terrible storm, and she catches her death of cold. But when she gets better, she suddenly realises that she's in love with Colonel Brandon, which is really lovely. It's one of my favourite moments in the movie. there's some fabulous scenes shot from the inside the house at the grounds. We look at both the grounds and the house.
And this is Montacute House?
This is Montacute House, yes. I believe it's in Somerset, but I might have that wrong because it's right on the cusp of several counties. It's in Honeystone. It's a very beautiful garden with lots of lawns and cattle and a grand drive.
Well, it sounds beautiful.
Yes.
So all of you Jane Austen fanatics, as you say, should enjoy that immensely.
Indeed, yeah.
You went by yourself, correct?
Yes.
And so...
I didn't know a soul.
Well, do you feel that you got to know some fun people while you were there?
I've got some very nice friends that I still contact. Yes.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so I felt that I really got to know pretty much everybody on that trip. We were all on first name terms almost instantly. Everybody chatted on the bus. Everybody was included all the time.
And I understand that you have a wonderful tour guide with you for the duration.
Yeah, Ellie, she's fantastic. I've never come across anyone like her. She corrals us like we're sheep, but in such a kind and respectful way that actually we feel that she's like our mum. She looks after us. She has this a cardboard box that she calls the library, and it's full of books that she's got for us and DVDs for us to watch at night in our rooms if we want. We even get a little spoiled sweet as well if we're lucky.
Ellie sounds wonderful.
She looks after us really, really well. She's great.
We all know and love Sandra from her wonderful columns, many, many articles and features in our magazine. And I would just like to ask you, if you could find one favorite moment on the Celebrating Jane Austen tour, what would it be?
I know it's going to sound really silly, but it's not actually any of the most fantastic places we saw. It was actually the moment where I was sitting round the table with a group of fellow Jane Austen fanatics who just loved what we were seeing, what we were doing, and wanted to talk about it. And we all joined in. It was a lovely feeling of camaraderie from people that came from all sorts of places all over the States, but we all had one thing in common. It was really wonderful.
Call 1-866-834-8358 and we'll see you in Jane Austen country.